We are in Prague. It is just before midday on St. Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 1945, and we hear the familiar sound of an air raid siren, captured here in a Czech broadcast from the time. In previous weeks, Czechs had got used to the sirens, as Allied bombers had launched raid after raid on German cities. But so far, the German-occupied Czech capital had been spared. This time, it was different. Around lunchtime, a fleet of American flying fortresses dropped 152 tons of bombs over the densely populated centre of the city. The result was 701 people killed and over 1,000 injured. The bombing was probably a mistake, as a huge raid on nearby Dresden was underway at the same time. But it gave the German occupiers a perfect opportunity to turn the raid into a propaganda coup. Here was Prague Radio the next day. Yesterday we fully understood the meaning of the word terror, the reporter declares. With the building still on fire, he goes on to describe the scene in a city cafe where dozens of unidentified bodies are lying, burnt or dug out from the ruins. A few days later, the dead were buried and the mass funeral was a big propaganda opportunity. The reporter describes how the city's Nazi officials, with their right arms raised in a Hitler salute, say their final farewell as the dead are buried in their simple wooden coffins. While the bombing of Prague was a mistake, air raids on some of the heavily industrial towns and cities of the Protectorate most definitely were not. Here the Protectorate radio in the city of Brno announces, first in German and then in Czech, that it is suspending broadcasts as enemy aircraft are approaching. In a series of air raids by the Americans and Soviets in 1944 and 1945, Brno suffered considerable damage, in residential as well as industrial areas. 1,200 people lost their lives, and over 12,000 buildings were damaged.